October 28th, here we are, a week to go before your midterm ballot needs to be in for the fall election. At the very end of the ballot in Seattle, you will find Proposition 1. It would create a 0.1% sales tax and a $60 car tab increase to improve Metro bus service. Metro's finances have been under a lot of scrutiny lately, so KUOW's Joshua McNichols explains what the money would buy.
It's 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. A crowd of people stand at a bus stop waiting for an express bus to West Seattle. A rapid ride bus pulls up. The doors open, but there's no room inside. Julie McClave takes one look and lets the bus go by.
Sardines in a bus. I'm like, I'm not getting on that bus.
Rider Dawn Adams also let this bus go by. She says when this kind of thing happens in the morning, it causes big problems.
Just last week, the C line went by me twice. And it wasn't just me. There was like five or six other people. And it just drove by. We were both just like, ah.
What did you do?
I showed up to work late. I did actually write Metro a complaint letter. They said that they'd look into it, but, you know, we'll see.
Many letters like that show up on the desk of Kevin Desmond. He's the guy who runs Metro.
When I see crowded buses, what I see there is, hey, I need to add service. I need to invest. I see an investment opportunity. I see the need. I see the relevance of the transit system.
Desmond says the way he figures it, Metro's service level is about 15% behind the current level of demand. Earlier this summer, it looked like things were going to get a whole lot worse. So Seattle politicians crafted Proposition 1 to save bus routes. Then, in a surprise move, the King County Council told Metro it could spend money more freely by tapping into funds it had held in reserve. The bus routes were saved, but Proposition 1 remained on the ballot. So what would Proposition 1 buy? Scott Kubley is with Seattle's Department of Transportation.
Basically, what we're buying is a more comfortable ride, a more reliable ride, and one that we can use for more types of trips.
Kubley's office came up with a list of routes it would bolster using Proposition 1 funds. He started with Metro's list of underfunded routes. He chose 57 routes to invest in. Popular lines like Southeast Seattle's No. 7 bus. He also extended the rapid ride service from Ballard and West Seattle. And he expanded the U District's express buses into evenings and weekends. For some critics, Kubley's plan came too late for voters to make an informed decision. Bob Pishew is a transportation analyst with the Washington Policy Center.
Maybe any of these routes they said that they would bolster hasn't gone through a vetting process, but yet people are going to be asked to pay next month. People think about their own transportation and financial well-being when they make these decisions. So they need full and accurate information on what they're voting for.
And how much of a difference would Prop 1 really make? I mean, is it going to solve all our busing problems? No, says Seattle City Council member Tom Rasmussen.
If this is approved, we should be able to meet Seattle's current need for reliable bus service. And that's a wonderful thing. It's been a long time since we've had that.
Now, Seattle is expected to grow quite a bit in the next few years. Should we expect some other ballot measure in a couple of years, you know, as the demand increases to bring us up to meet that demand?
Well, it's very important that transit keep up with the growth that we're experiencing. We haven't been able to do that, and that's why we're having the difficulty we are now with regard to reliability. But we are working in the state legislature to get a more reliable funding source for Metro so that it can keep up with the demand.
One of the state legislators working on that is Reuven Carlisle. He represents Northwest Seattle. Carlisle says the legislature has just been too divided to come together over transit.
What this is the culmination of years of anti-tax, anti-government rhetoric. It's a tax born of sadness.
So are you going to vote for it or are you going to vote against it?
I'm going to vote for it. I don't like the taxing system, but we're left with very few options right now. I think the good, gracious people of Seattle and King County and the rest of the state have to make choices about how we choose to invest in our own infrastructure. And if we have to do it one city and one community at a time, then I think that's what we have to do.
Back at the bus stop, West Seattle's Tracy Benson agrees. She says the car tab increase will be a financial challenge. But she says we have to find a way to improve bus service.
You know, I'm a mom, so I got to get home before my kids get home for school. Yeah, unfortunately, they made these cell phones, so now 10-year-olds have phones and they could call you every 10 minutes.
So you're standing here in line waiting for the bus. What are you telling your 10-year-old?
I'm waiting for the bus. And he will say, why didn't you drive?
A moment later, a bus pulls up. But this time, there's plenty of room.
But I got to get on my bus, though.
Have a good day.
I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.
You can see a list of bus routes that could receive funding from Proposition 1 at our website, kuow.org.